Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. FEMA is setting up a medical site at Glen Mills Schools. KYW's Mike Doherty reports work could start today.
At this point, the plan is to use the site for overflow from local hospitals. Patients who are not being treated for COVID-19 would be transferred to Glen Mills for continuing care. Chris Spriggs is the acting director of the Glen Mills School, which has been closed since last year. He says he offered up the space a couple of weeks ago. Politicians, including Mary Gay Scanlon, took him up on that, and he says his team is ready to go.
We recognize the magnitude of this crisis, and so, you know, we've all talked internally that we all will be known by how we responded to this pandemic.
He says trucks may arrive as soon as today to begin the setup. Philadelphia saw another big jump in the number of coronavirus cases. Officials also announced they've shut the door on negotiations to use Hahnemann Hospital for quarantine space. And KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more on today's developments.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley announced 127 new cases, bringing the total to 475. The number of fatalities remains at one, and just 40 have required hospitalization. Dr. Farley says that's good news for those with severe symptoms.
The hospitals at the moment are not seeing an increased number of patients.
Still, the city is anticipating the need for more beds and is working to identify 800 quarantine rooms. But Mayor Kenney announced Hahnemann is no longer an option because of an impasse with owner Joel Friedman.
With the numbers of positive cases increasing daily, we simply do not have the time to continue in a lengthy negotiation.
Friedman says he's willing to re-engage if the situation changes. A big change for Wawa stores in Philadelphia because of the pandemic. The company suspended made-to-order food service in all the city locations. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from Roxborough.
You may not be able to go to a touchscreen for your meal, but Wawa says pre-made Italian and turkey hoagies will be available. You can also get food delivered by ordering through the Wawa app, and the company says the food will be prepared at four city stores that are now designated to just take care of delivery orders. Now, this decision lines up with the city's stay-at-home order that is in effect that bans ordering takeout in person. It also comes after an employee at the Wawa store on 2535 Aramingo Avenue in Port Richmond tested positive for coronavirus.
That store was shut down for cleaning and disinfecting. Montgomery County officials say a third man has died after testing positive for coronavirus, a 62-year-old from White Marsh Township. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwert has more on the county's fight against the spread of the virus.
Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arkush says she wants to get through the coronavirus crisis as quickly as possible.
The way we get there is to stay home.
She says now's not the time to consider relaxing those stay-at-home orders, as she says that just prolongs it, further straining the economy and having a potentially catastrophic effect on the healthcare system.
And at this point, we have not seen even the plateau yet of our curve, much less it's starting to come back down in terms of new cases.
She says the spike in new cases, though, is expected as they increase testing with the drive-thru site that opened last week.
Arkush says the spike in new cases is expected as they increase testing with the drive-thru site that opened last week. New Jersey now has 81 fatalities attributed to COVID-19, five in South Jersey. Total number of cases now closing at 6,900, and almost 200 are in the southern part of the state. Governor Phil Murphy says he's going to keep schools through the state padlocked for a few more weeks at least. Here's KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Now is no time to let up on efforts to control spread of the virus in the governor's view. Therefore,
we will not be prepared to revisit the closure until at least April 17th at the very earliest. The decision to reopen will be based on careful discussion with our public health and safety experts and with our educators and districts, and will be guided by the facts on the ground.
And they're getting not necessarily better, but clearer. The infection rate is estimated at just under 32% of those tested.
Murphy says he's sorting out how much of the $2 trillion aid package will come to New Jersey. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.